Let's talk about when you were committing your life to the church, how that came about. There was a calling, I think, that you had difficulty rejecting. Can you tell us about that?
I was in an accident and ended up a patient in a hospital. In the hospital, there were sisters, and they never mentioned anything that would you join or order or do something like that. But they gave me some literature to read. And when I got home, had some extra time, maybe I was still off work for some weeks, I started reading this literature, and that's when I, for the first time, opened the book, and there was a prayer in the very front of the book. And I read it through, and it said something about how the church needed us to do some work for the church. And so that's when I felt this, oh my God, I'm not going to read this anymore. I might get a vocation, and I don't really want one. And so I'd never read another page of that, so I just put it aside and never read it. And from then on, oh, that was probably early October, and from then on, I just never really had peace, something always telling me this is something that I ought to pursue, and yet this is not something I want to do, you know. So I was fighting it for myself to the point where I, by about Christmas, became just kind of didn't know. I mean, there was so much pressure, you should do that, and I didn't want to do that, and I was so restless at the time, and I just had to make up my mind one way or another so that I couldn't have some peace again, you know. So finally, I never forget that January 6th is always a day when I felt that I got my calling, you know, to religious life, because in the Catholic Church, we celebrate the feast of the Three Kings, and they got the calling, you know, came, you know, to Bethlehem, and so this is a feast of the calling, and that's when I decided today I'm going to make up my mind to decide what I'm going to do. So that's when I decided that I would do that. I would enter our community. My sisters were in Altenburg, Germany. They were not that far away. I knew some people that were sisters that had entered there. I talked to one of them who was home on vacation one time. Rather than to go to the community that operated the hospital where I was, I rather went to the community. I did the Sisters of the Sorrowful Mother. And basically I did that because there was another lady. She was actually somewhat older than I am. She had already signed up to join our community. So I just went with her.
So it was January 6th. What year was that?
52.
1952. And you were how old at that time?
I was 20 years old.
20. So that day of January 6th, you told a certain person about it?
I did talk with my future companion, you know, that was with me. I talked to her, and she told me that she had signed up. And so we went to visit a sister from our order who was not even too far away, and they had a kindergarten there. So we went over to talk to her. This companion, she had a certain date already, February 1st. She was going to join February 1st. So I said, well, also join same time. And she said, oh, no, no, you should wait, she said. She encouraged me to wait about 6 months to think about it somewhere. And I said, no, I couldn't think about it somewhere because probably someone is going to talk me out of it, I was sure. So I was very insistent that I know that if I wait too long, you know, I change my mind or something.
And on top of that, you were feeling a peace that you hadn't felt in a long time.
But that came after that. See, once I made up my mind, finally said, this is what I'm going to do. People that found out afterwards, the people I knew in our village or in my life, you know, they said, oh, surely you're not going to do that. No, you wouldn't do that. I kept thinking, why are they thinking that I couldn't do that? Why does anybody think, oh, no, no, you would never join a community?
Because of your family, you're the only one who committed their life to the church, became a nun or a priest. Isn't that true?
I'm the only one, yeah.
Right. And so that's why it seems so foreign to them, I suppose.
See, I was the second oldest. I must say that in our little town or village, what you call it, there was only a handful that had gone in the past. And after me, there was just an occasional one.